What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Homegrown Podcast. I'm going to move my mic. I hope that didn't make a lot of noise. What is up, everybody? November the 6th, 2022. I'm a little late on my Halloween episode. I'm not going to lie. Just a little bit. But I'm here to keep the spooky season going all through the rest of the year with the long-awaited Halloween episode. So what's up? No, truth be told, I've been sick the last couple weeks. First Sadie was sick, then I got sick. It was just a whole fucking thing. Everybody at the gym got sick. It's been fucking rough. But I did enjoy Halloween, and now I'm ready for you guys to enjoy the Halloween history. So let's fucking get right into it. Before we get into it, we are brought to you by Origin Maine. Go to originmaine.com, use the code THOMAS10 for 10% off of your order. And every week you guys hear this, and some of you never click the link, so you're always like, what the fuck is Origin Maine? I'm glad you asked. Origin Maine is the home of the popular Jocko Go pre-workout, as well as Jocko Greens and Jocko Joint Warfare, which combats joint inflammation. Okay? This is good shit. They also have a bunch of gis and rash guards if you're into that. And if you're not into either of those, then they have kettlebells and other workout equipment. OriginMaine.com. Use the code THOMAS10. We are also brought to you by PhoneSoap. Go to PhoneSoap.com. Use the code TAKEDOWN. You get 20% off your order. PhoneSoap has these little tanning beds for your phone that use UV ray lights that clean your phone like 99.9% clean. And if you are a very active, outdoorsy, or explorator of... Wow. Did I just make up a word? If you are a person that explores a lot and you go a lot of public places and you probably take shits in public, even though that's... I'm not going to judge you. But if you're setting your phone down in bathrooms, you're getting butt dust all over your phones. It's a whole fucking thing, right? So just put your fucking phone in this little tandem bed. Get it clean. Don't get fucking pink eye from your phone. Okay. They also have a UV ray wand now that you can literally just walk around in Harry Potter fucking germs in your house. Okay, keep it all clean. That is phonesoap.com. Use the code TAKEDOWN. And finally, we are brought to you by the Homegrown Fight Co. Hit the link in the bio to check out all the deals on the Homegrown Fight Co. Right now, there are two brand new shirts in Alicia Zapatella signature. And yours truly has a signature as well. So go check them out. Homegrown Fight Co. It's pretty cool shit. Yep, let's get into the episode. All right. I fucking hate doing those ads. Like, they drive me fucking crazy. Doing ads or doing intros? Absolute garbage. I like talking to you guys. I like doing this fucking one-man band kind of shit. But it gets fucking old. I'm not gonna lie. I wish, because sometimes I do like the whole Bill Burr thing, right? Where I just talk to you guys about random shit going on in my life. Sometimes I give you history lessons, you know, do the Lindsey Graham shit. But it gets fucking boring sometimes. And I really do wish I had somebody or like a panel of people that I could just like push my awkwardness onto. You know what I mean? I don't know. I've never really been great at public speaking, I guess. Huh. Anyways, what is new? Gosh, what is new? There's been a lot of shit going on over the last couple weeks that I've not done this podcast. And once again, I apologize. Okay, I was fucking sick. My kid was sick. Fucking London Bridge was burning down. That's not accurate. However, it kind of looks like we're engaging in a proxy war with Russia. So the London Bridge truly might burn down. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get into this fucking Halloween episode. Because first off, I've been talking about this since I think the beginning of fucking October. Maybe even September is when I started talking about a Halloween episode. And you guys know, like, I love Halloween. Halloween's my favorite holiday. My daughter loves Halloween. I love horror movies. I will say the older I get, the harder it is to watch gory shit. But I think that's probably normal, I would imagine. I love horror movies. I love the fucking whole aesthetic of Halloween, right? Fucking jack-o'-lanterns, black cats. Like, I love it all. I like spooky shit, okay? So I have a series of notes here that I'm going to go over about the history of Halloween and just answer some of your biggest Halloween questions. Then I'm going to do a film review on two films that I recently watched that, you know what? Just wait till the end of the episode to see how I feel about them. But let's get right into it. So, Halloween starts off as All Hallows Eve, right? This three-day event, a.k.a. I say Samhain. It's S-A-M-H-A-I-N, like the fucking Glenn Danzig band, right? But it's pronounced Samhain, right? This three-day event is a pagan celebration to welcome harvest at the end of summer, okay? So that's where Halloween started, is this big three-day event, right? And people would dress in black to mourn the dead. And a couple years later, they start doing different traditions, one being souling, right, which is where peasants would beg for food and treats, and the richer people in the area would heat up hot fucking pennies and throw them out their windows and watch them pick them up. So essentially, that is where your quote-unquote trick or treating potentially began, okay? There's so many different origins of trick-or-treating. There's the souling one. Another theory suggests that during Samhain, these people would leave food out to appease the spirits traveling the earth at night. And over time, people began to dress as these unearthly beings in exchange for similar offerings of food and drink, okay? The second theory is the Scottish practice of guising, which is a secular version of a souling. During the Middle Ages, generally children and poor adults would collect food and money from local homes in return for prayers for the dead. And guisers dropped the prayer in favor of non-religious practices with the inclusion of songs, jokes, and other tricks. Okay, this is the red penny theory. And a third theory suggests that modern American trick-or-treating stems from Belsnickling, which is a German-American Christmas tradition, where children would dress in costume and then call on their neighbor to see if the adults could guess the identities of the disguise. Which is pretty fucking... That's pretty sketchy. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna begin to act like that's not fucking weird. Right? But so that is your trick-or-treating origins, right? There's three different ones. Kind of weird. Okay, kind of weird. Moving on, did you carve a jack-o'-lantern this Halloween? The tradition of carving jack-o'-lanterns originated in Ireland, using turnips instead of pumpkins, and it is allegedly based on a legend about a man named Stingy Jack, who reportedly trapped the devil and only let him go on the condition that Jack would never go to hell. But when Jack died, it turns out heaven didn't really want him either, so he was forced to wander the earth as a ghost for eternity. And, just being a dickhead, the devil gave Jack a burning lump of coal in a carved-out turnip to light his way. So locals eventually began carving scary faces into their own turnips, and, as time would go on, we would move on to the jack-o'-lantern. And thank God, dude, because if you Google these weird fucking turnip jack-o'-lanterns, they look fucking horrendous. Pure nightmare fuel, right? These are the origins of everything, right? So you move on to like things like bats, which are super iconic. Puritans believed that if a bat flew close to somebody, they're trying to bewitch them. Which is funny because the Chinese believe that if a bat flies near you, it means happiness is coming your way. So I suppose it is very much so all about, it's all about perspective, you know? Moving on, okay? I'm giving you guys the hard-hitting facts that you definitely want. In 1896, the very first horror movie, Le Manoir du Diable, a.k.a. House of the Devil, appeared. It was a silent film. Okay. House of the Devil. It's been remade, actually, in 2009. 2 years later, a Pennsylvania candy company created what is called, quote-unquote, chicken feed, a.k.a. candy corn. And the tagline was, something worth crowing for. Do you fuck with candy corn? I do. I fucks with candy corn. I didn't buy any candy corn this year because my daughter had a bunch of, like, gummies and just other really cool shit. Somebody gave her fucking whole-ass Reese cups. And that was not a thing when I was a kid. You didn't get a whole pack of Reese cups. Anyways. 1921, Minnesota becomes the first place in America to do a Halloween parade. Okay, that's 1921. Moving on, 1974, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre becomes the first movie to introduce a long-running killer. And everybody knows we just recently, we recently did a review of the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and it was something. It was something. I have this problem where when people remake movies that are phenomenal, I don't understand the reasoning. I mean, I do, but I don't. Other horror movies from that time period include The Exorcist, 1973, Halloween, 1978, which is another movie that, yes, I'm going to go ahead and spoil it, we're about to talk about. We're about to talk about the final Halloween movie, Halloween Ends. But not before we talk about two other things, okay? Number one, there's a show on Netflix called The Watcher. It's pretty fucking good. Sorry, if you guys hear sticky notes in the background, I'm picking them up and moving them. That's how I do most shows, is I have sticky notes just fucking laying around the computer in a circle to where, like, I would read them left to right. I know it sounds fucking... It sounds professional. It's not. Let's talk about The Watcher, okay? The Watcher is this new TV show on Netflix that is supposedly based on a true story. I don't know how accurate that is. Anyways. It's a thriller TV show created by Ryan Murphy, a.k.a. The guy from American Horror Story. And Ryan Murphy, if I'm not mistaken, recently directed Dahmer, too, or the movie with Jeffrey Dahmer. I don't know the name of it, but the TV show. So Ryan Murphy's fucking phenomenal, dude. What a creepy little mind that dude is, right? So it's based on a 2018 article by Reeves Wideman called The Cut. Okay. So The Watcher is pretty fucking good. So 7 episodes. And it has a really good cast too. Naomi Watts, Jennifer Coolidge, fucking Stifler's mom, right? It's fucking great. Okay. It really is. Oh, Christopher McDonald, who we better know from fucking Happy Gilmore, dude. He's an asshole on literally everything I've ever seen him in, and this is no different. I know what you're thinking if you have seen this. This isn't very horror movie related, right? It's not, but it's a thriller, right? Which I'm assuming is why it got put on the Halloween list of things to watch. Which brings us, and so before I go any further, The Watcher's phenomenal. I would watch it again. I might watch it again. We might watch it again. It is definitely worth it, and I cannot wait to see them pursue this even further than one season, okay? But that little bit of catfishing, okay? Because it's not horror-related. There's maybe some jump scares, whatever. It's not really a horror movie, quote-unquote. But that bit of catfishing is how we ended up on the first movie on our movie review list. And it's called Cam, okay? Oh, man. Okay. Let me set the scene for you. It's 2 days before Halloween, okay? We're looking for a movie to watch. We're on Netflix. And we're on the Halloween section, okay? Just scrolling through the movies. And a movie called Cam shows up. And from the trailer, some cam girl gets her throat slit. Another one blows her brains out. I mean, it's fucking crazy. And I was like, hey, that, you know, maybe that's a good one. Because I'm not always down to watch like a slasher movie or to watch like, you know, some weird fucking possessed shit, right? Sometimes you like the good psychological horror or shit that could, like, I like shit that could be real. You know what I mean? Which is why I like Scream, the franchise. Halloween-ish, right? But that's why I would prefer to watch something about a serial killer or like a slasher than like most shit. You know what I mean? So I was like, you know what? Let's watch Cam. Okay. Oh man. Oh man. I don't understand why the fuck they put it on the Halloween section. Okay. And I'm not gonna let that ruin my review of it. Because it's not a cheap movie. Right? Like, it doesn't look cheap. Blumhouse, the same people that do the It movies, right? I mean, they did this movie. You know, the acting was good enough to where I was confused at a couple points. Okay? The whole story. It's about a cam girl who, I guess she's trying to get in, like, the top 10, top 5, number 1 cam girl in the world on this fucking website, I guess. So she's going crazy and doing these fucking, like, suicide-looking shows where she's, like, cutting her own throat and blowing her fucking brains out and, you know, whatever. And people love it, I guess. And so one day, she, I guess, gets locked out of her account, is how it starts. So she's locked out of her account, and somebody that looks just like her is doing live shows from that account when she is definitely not. And so this raises a red flag that somebody stole her identity. So she creates, like, another account and, like, starts commenting on the videos. Well, that the new her fucking blocks that account. It's this whole twisty, turny kind of fucking, I don't know, should I spoil it? Like, is that, do I spoil it at this point? I'm gonna spoil it. Turns out it's just like a fucking, it's just a computer program. It's like cloning these girls, and like, it's, they're not real. Right? There's nothing fucking, there's nothing horror related about that. Whores, yes, not horror. It's just, I specifically said that I would sign up to see whores get murdered. But not just the, and I'm just joking when I say whores, okay? Don't come after me, okay? Sex workers are fucking people too, okay? But, you know, I wanted to see some cam girls getting murked. Or, you know, who doesn't want to see a prostitute get their head cut off? I mean, it, just little shit like that that we were robbed of in this movie, I guess. And I feel like some people aren't going to understand my, sense of humor, and that's perfectly fine. But just know I had good intentions when I said that. Anyways, as a movie, right, if we watched this any other time of the year, I'm probably going to say this is like a C-plus to B-level movie, right? Because I watched this shit on the week of Halloween, and it was in the Halloween section at Netflix, and I was like super pumped to watch a scary movie, and they really catfished us with the fucking trailer, I'm gonna give this shit a D, okay? Maybe a D minus. Just because I was fucking hurt when I finished that bullshit. Truly, I was hurt. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. And so now, the final review of this episode is gonna be Halloween Ends. Okay, the conclusion of the Michael Myers franchise, supposedly, right? Until, you know, another fucking Rob Zombie remake comes along or whatever. Which I'm not mad at, because I like the Halloween franchise. I think the Halloween franchise and Scream have both done a really good job of becoming more modern and outliving their original release dates, right? So they've made Scream this more modern, kind of normal, like 21st century horror, right? And with Halloween Kills, the previous Halloween film, they did that as well, right? So now with Halloween Ends, it's still kind of leaning in that direction. It's phenomenal. You take a movie like Texas Chainsaw Massacre that try to make it fucking all liberal. They try to put all this bullshit in it. It's just fucking, it makes it fucking lame. I'm not gonna lie. So, you guys know that I was not a fan of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was a fan of Halloween Ends, okay? But there are certain things that kind of fuck me up. So number one, let's talk about the opening scene of this movie. Like a 10-year-old kid gets murked right off the bat. Kicked down some fucking steps. It is tragic. I'll ruin this fucking movie for you guys. I do not care. Okay? I sleep fine. Like, I sleep perfectly fine at night knowing that I fucking ruined a movie for y'all. I don't care. So this kid gets murked, right? Right off the bat by his babysitter, who's a guy, which is, yeah, he's kind of fucking, kind of peculiar, right? But whatever, I'm gonna take a drink of coffee. It's kind of peculiar, right? And so the babysitter's name is Corey. And he is an awkward fucking little duck, dude. He is just so weird. There's just something off about this fucking guy, right? So, of course, after accidentally murdering the kid he was babysitting, the whole town kind of judges him, right? Which, I ain't gonna lie. I probably would too, you know? And so he's at this gas station, right? And he's fucking... Let me tell you, here's the thing that fucked me up the most about this movie. There was four bullies in this movie, right? And they were fucking band nerds. Band nerds. That's how you know something is as fictional as fucking possible. When band nerds are the bullies. Right? And I'm not making fun of... If you were in band, you know, I'm not making fun of you. But you're not bullying fucking anybody with your fucking clarinet or your flute, your skin flute. Like, you're not bullying anybody. Sorry. But there's these four band nerds that try bullying Corey, right? And they end up accidentally pushing him off of like a little overpass kind of thing. And he doesn't die. He doesn't fall like hard. And he falls on like a slope kind of where he can kind of roll down. I don't know. It's, you know, he's okay. But he gets taken into this fucking tunnel, right? The sewer tunnel by Michael Myers, who's just, by the way, let's just picture this for a second. Michael Myers is just living in this fucking tunnel. So that's weird, right? Anybody living in a tunnel, that's really weird behavior, right? But director, the writers, etc., I was truly kind of wondering after the fact. Well, I didn't wonder it until it was proposed to me, and then I wondered it. I was like, yeah, where has Michael Myers been living this whole time? He's been living in a sewer. Like a sewer drain eating fucking rats, okay? So Michael lets Corey go. Why? We don't know. I mean, Michael's fucking old, dude. I mean, look at Jamie Lee Curtis. You know, she's getting up there in age, so we're assuming Michael Myers is too. He lets Corey leave, right? And on the way out, this fucking weird, old, strange guy tries grabbing Corey and taking him back in there to be murdered by Michael Myers, I suppose. And Corey accidentally shanks him. Accidentally on purpose. Shanks him and kills him, right? So now, Corey has officially killed two people up to this point, okay? First, it was the kid. He kicked off the fucking staircase, or kicked down the whatever. And the second is this fucking old guy, right? And truthfully, in our minds, when we're watching this movie, we were like, well, that's not his fault. Either one, really. The one he accidentally yeeted off the fucking, like, down the stairs, The kid locked him in the fucking attic. He was trying to get out. He kicked the door open. Kid was in front of the door. Kid got yeeted, okay? And this fucking guy, dude, let me tell you, if somebody just rolled up on me and just put their arms around me all weird and shit, I'm probably going to shank them. Well, I mean, I know jiu-jitsu, so I don't have to go fucking full Mike Myers, you know, full Corey on them, but, you know, I'm fucking them up. So then, Corey starts dating Jamie Lee Curtis' fucking granddaughter, right? Which is, you know, pulling her close. It's... Anyways, Corey just flips a fucking switch, dude. Just something flips inside of him. He starts murdering people with Michael Myers. He has his own fucking mask. It's not like a Michael Myers mask, but it's like a fucking weird mask. Let's move on. So, let's get midway in the movie. Corey goes on this fucking killing spree, which he brutalizes a DJ's fucking face. Just like a radio DJ, like a guy that got a radio station. Brutalizes his fucking face, dude. It's fucking horrendous. I had to look away, like, for real. then he goes and he kills his fucking band nerds because, you know, band nerds. Kills his parents. Okay, Corey goes on a fucking killing spree. And then goes to Jamie Lee Curtis's house where the weirdest scene in this fucking movie happens. I'm just spoiling this whole movie for you guys. So you guys don't have to watch it. I'll just recap it. When Corey gets there, I guess Jamie Lee Curtis knows that he's in the house. And so she starts calling 911 and says, I'd like to report a suicide at my address or whatever, right? So then she fucking shoots a pumpkin in her bedroom. And Corey, of course, pushes the door open because he thinks she just blew her fucking, like, moonroofed her own head. And then a fight between Jamie Lee Curtis and Corey ensues because he's wanting to fuck her granddaughter and take her, oh, I don't know. He's wanting to, anyway, it's a whole thing. So then, and Corey just went back and stole the mask from Michael Myers because Corey just can just walk in the fucking sewer and confront Michael at this point because I guess they're fucking friends. And he just takes Michael's mask off of his face at one point. So when he's at Jamie Lee Curtis's house, he has the mask on. And anyway, so Mike Myers comes back, kills Corey, right? Fucking murks him, takes the mask back. And then Jamie Lee Curtis and her granddaughter fuck up Michael Myers. And then they put him on a table, cut him up real good, and then they put him on the top of a car and drive him to a car crushing kind of like a recycling place. And the whole town watches as Michael Myers' body is thrown into a car crusher. The end. It's an odd movie. I will say that. It is very odd. I feel like Corey might have overreacted. Just a little bit. But he had this fucking evil inside him, dude. You can just look at him and tell he was a fucking awkward little dude. But he didn't kill people. So if on your bingo card you had him being a murderer, you's right. Michael Myers got fucking annihilated, though. I have a really hard time believing they're ever going to be able to come back with another Halloween film set in this universe, right? They're going to have to either remake an older movie, a remake of a remake of a remake at this point, because it's been fucking remade 100 times, or someone else is going to have to be the killer, which, as we've seen, Corey had a little pussy in him, you know? Corey had a little bitch in him, and he, you know, he got fucked up. But he was boning Jamie Lee Curtis' granddaughter, so it was like the perfect disguise, because he was just close enough to, like, Jamie Lee Curtis seemed through his shit, so I guess he was too close, but, I like the Halloween movies, right? Halloween is one of my favorite franchises. Michael Myers is probably my favorite horror movie slasher killer, right? Because he's consistent as fuck. Ghostface and Scream changes from movie to movie, and I love that. Like, I love that about Scream. What I love about Halloween is that Mike Myers is pretty much the same in every film. So, of course, this one's a little bit more modern, or modernized, right? And it's a little updated. And I like the modernized things of Halloween Ends, right? What I didn't like was Corey. Okay. Corey was a very uncomfortable character for me. I mean, he just went on a fucking killing spree. And at one point, I'm not trying to spoil the movie. Get it? Because I already told you how it ended. I'm not trying to spoil this movie, but at one point, Corey's like sitting on his butt stabbing this guy. And it like really shows you how fucking crazy he is. I don't know, dude. I don't know what would have made me more happy. I don't know if Corey dying makes me happy, or if maybe they should have saved Corey and let him truly come back as Michael Myers. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I feel. I'm going to give it a B. Okay? And I know that I'm not no fucking film expert. I've watched The Irishman easily over 100 times. That is an A-plus movie right there, The Irishman, right? Scarface, A-plus movie. Goodfellas, A-plus movie. Let's say Scream, the OG, A-plus movie. Okay, that's just, I'm giving you guys a little taste of where I'm at. Okay? A Million Ways to Die in the West, or A Thousand Ways to Die in the West, that's an A-plus movie, okay? I'm just giving you guys a taste of what I like. I'm giving Halloween Ends a B. Maybe a B-minus, because it is kind of cheesy. It is cheesy at times. But it was pretty fucking good, dude. It was pretty good. I would suggest if you've not seen it at this point, and I just fucking ruined it for you, you should go watch it. I watched it. We watched it illegally, and it was pretty fucking good. Okay. We're going to watch another movie called Fall, about these whores that get stuck on a radio tower. I should stop saying whores. About these two ladies that get stuck on a radio tower. So I'll be doing a film review on that. And I'll have, I have like a whole other, wow, I just whacked the fuck out of something. I have a whole other episode planned out already. I've just been, like, we've been so sick. We have been so sick. So back on track. Sorry, I gave you a 32-minute episode. I'm trying to keep spooky season alive. Go watch Halloween Ends. Don't watch Cam. And don't accidentally yeet a kid over the stairway, I guess. And don't go to your local suit. Okay, so here's the thing. Go watch The Watcher, by the way. You are going to be the watcher watching The Watcher. Which is crazy. Anyways, The Watcher. Plus, we recently watched It. The remake, It, right? And then Halloween Ends. I've learned that you shouldn't go in the fucking sewer drains. Right? Like, that's just, you shouldn't do that. So don't, here's what you should do. You should not go in your sewer drains. You should go watch Halloween Ends. And you should not yeet someone over the stairs. And you should Jesus Christ, what am I on fucking YouTube? You should subscribe to this podcast if you're not already. And you should leave me a good review. All right, bye.